Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
Well, it has long been the place to see and be seen in the Mon Valley every summer. It's McKeesport's International Village, now celebrating 65 years. It's coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Renziehausen Park in McKeesport. There is an admission charge of $2 at the gate. You can get more information at internationalvillage.info. What this is a three-day ethnic food and music festival. Gates open each day at 3 o'clock. Entertainment starts at 5 o'clock. Celebrating ethnicities from around the world, from Europe and Asia and Africa. No Australians there. I guess we don't have many Australians in Western Pennsylvania, but no Australian booth. Just about every other ethnicity you can find there. Like I said, International Village itself is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but there's also an International Village for kids that is on Monday. Allison Piccolino is on the line with us from State Senator Nick Pisitano's office. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking some time. So this is what is a village for kids, and that is coming up on Monday, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The 16th annual.
And what is a village for kids?
The Village for Kids is a day, you know, that kids can just be kids, mm-hmm. right? It's a really just a day filled of constant fun and excitement. You know, we have over 35 organizations a part of the day, and each organization not only brings their information and their outreach, but also has an activity for each kid to participate in. They have giveaways. They have, you know, just various prizes, skill games. They have crafts. Just a wide range. Then also the lunch is provided, as well as we have meet and greets. We're going to have a foam party this year. We have a meet and greet made possible actually by Nuttall and McKeesport there.
Yeah.
They're bringing Stitch. Our friend Stitch will be okay. there. Throughout the day, we have ammo from the Riverhounds and the Pittsburgh okay. Pirates, a photo booth. I could just go on and on, but really it's just a day where kids can just enjoy, meet one another. I've had people come up to me that say, I remember coming to this when I was a kid, and here's my kid
yeah.
now continuing the tradition, you know? So it's really, just a very positive, upbeat day.
And there's an opportunity
for families to enjoy.
For moms and dads, grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, guardians, whoever, to get information about things like health screenings and dental care. And I believe there's fingerprinting too there for child find, correct?
Mm-hmm. Kids of all ages, let's put it that way, because there are times that, yeah, you may be, you know, someone's bringing their grandchild, but they learn about something that is in the communities they might want to get interested
like
in.
Like a pre-K
you know,
program
and more
or
involved.
Pre-K and Healthy Start programs and stuff like that, because you've got a lot of social services providers that will be there as well, too.
Yes, mm-hmm, absolutely. And this actually, you know, started, if we want to talk about that,
yeah.
you know, 16 years ago, the McKeesport Healthier Communities Partnership was a youth logic model.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually, you know, it started during the 50th anniversary of International Village.
Okay.
And so this was an opportunity just to, kick off the celebration and then having an opportunity for kids to come out and have like their own little International Village in a way where it would be more about organizations and opportunities and fun. And, it started out just really as a one-time event, to be honest.
Okay.
And then Mayor Jim Brewster, I remember us standing on stage and I always think about this because it feels like yesterday, but, you know, he had said, everybody have a great time. And everyone screams, yeah. And then I said, you know, do you want to do it again? And everyone goes, yeah. And, you know.
And now you're in for it, aren't you?
And I remember it was like 90 degrees out and we were sweating. It was like, honestly, we had almost 1,000 children there that day, you know, and it continued. And, you know, the senator, you know, he became Senator Brewster, and, you know, I have the honor of continuing to work with the Senate, and Senator Nick Piscitano was, it was like, absolutely, we are continuing this tradition, because it is in the city of McKeesport, but it's for all the communities surrounding as well. We have people from all over come and enjoy the day, and, you know, 16th and beyond. So,
yeah, be careful
really
what you wish
to
for,
grow,
huh?
Too, Jason.
Yeah.
I know, right? but, you know, really, it does, though. I mean, it's continuing. It's very, I mean, we have, like I said, like probably about 40 organizations involved. You know, it's still very strong. And, you know, rain or shine.
With stuff for kids and for their grown-ups as well.
Right, right. And I have to say, too, you know, you never, you know, do anything alone, right? Mm-hmm. In life, there's always a team effort. And so, you know, you have these organizations that without them, like, you know, wouldn't be possible. You know, we also have the city of McKeesport, you know, the Human Service Center, Mon Valley. Mm-hmm. They all, you know, they make the lunch possible. The McKeesport Trail Commission, you know, they are helping, you know, with the Prince and Princess. I can just talk a couple seconds about that. It's a cool opportunity for kids 12 and under.
Let me reset us just a quick moment so that people know what we're talking about. Allison Piccolino is on the phone with us from State Senator Nick Piscitano's office. We're talking about International Village, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in McKeesport from 3 until 9. That's at Renzihausen Park. Internationalvillage.info for the entire schedule of entertainment, plus the list of vendors that will be there. But on Monday, that is August 11th, it is a Village for Kids that gets underway at 12 noon, and that is right next to the International Village site. It is the Lions Club band shell.
Yeah, it's a really a cool opportunity for kids if they wish, you know, ages 12 and under, they can fill out a very quick application at registration and to talk about, you know, why they would want to represent Village for Kids for that whole year. Right. And so they fill out the applications. They are reviewed. And then around 2:30. Now, you have to be present to win.
OK.
I want to make that clear. People have to be there at 2:30 if they fill out an application. And if they are chosen, they come onto the stage and they are crowned. We crown a prince and princess. And then they get to come to International Village on Tuesday. And on stage during opening ceremonies, they receive a bike and a helmet. And obviously they're recognized on stage, and then they receive the bike and helmet that is made possible by the McKeesport Trail Commission.
Okay. Allison, you grew up in the area. What are your memories of McKeesport's International Village?
Oh, gosh. I mean, going there, you know, you have all your favorites, you know, your favorite foods and such. But, you know, I always enjoyed the stage, watching all of the entertainment and learning, you know, I mean, I'm from St. Sava, Serbian Orthodox Church. And, you know, the having, you know, my family from the Monroeville church that I believe still does perform on stage and watching all of that, seeing family and friends on stage. I never did it, but I always just enjoyed taking a moment and watching the various, you know, traditions of multiple, you know, backgrounds and just meeting new people, seeing old friends, you know. Even at a young age, you know, you see friends from school and you see their families. And now I'm seeing those same people, but with their own families. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just the tradition of it is so genuine that you got to go and see it. And not only are you enjoying the foods, but you just get to see people and kind of, you know, I'm big on reminiscing. Yeah. I got to be honest. I'd love to reminisce and going there kind of just takes you back to your childhood. It's just a good feeling.
So the village for kids is Monday, August 11th, starting at noon. That is at the Lions Club band shell in Renzihausen Park. Roughly 40 vendors will be there. Yeah, Allison, you said there's going to be a foam party, and I apologize. I'm old. For the benefits of old people, what's a foam party for kids?
Well, you're going to have to stop by.
Okay.
But the McKeesport Housing Authority is bringing the foam party. So what it is they have this machine, and it makes bubbles and foam. And, you know, we'll have music.
Like soap
and
bubbles.
Sort of you just,
like soap bubbles.
Kind of like,
yeah.
Like a bubble party, but it's more like a heavier bubbles than those foam.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's from 12 until 3 on Monday. That's a Village for Kids. Adult supervision is recommended for all children ages 6 and younger. There will be food, treats, and crafts there from more than 40 vendors. That's on Monday, August 11th. And, of course, the main International Village is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Allison, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
No, and thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up, we're going to talk with some of the entertainers who will be performing at International Village, including Orchestar Pobeda and the Junior Tammies of Duquesne.
You're listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes on Radio 81 WEDO, 1550 and 101.1 WZUM, the Pittsburgh Jazz Channel, and Tube City Online Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
International Village is August 12th, 13th, and 14th at Renzi Park in McKeesport. Gates open at 3 o'clock each day. Entertainment begins at 5 o'clock each day. And for a lot of people, International Village is all about the food. They want to come out there. For me, it's more about the music and about the entertainment. Maybe that's natural because I'm a disc jockey. Nick Vrnesevich is on the phone with us right now. He is with Orchestar Pobeda.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for taking some time to talk with me. Tell us, first of all, what part of Pittsburgh are you in?
So I live in Allison Park.
Okay.
But I grew up in West Mifflin, and my dad actually grew up in McKeesport as well.
Okay. What instrument do you play?
So Pobeda actually has two different setups. I do play bass,
okay,
but what we'll be doing on when we play at the Village, we'll be doing our electric setup, and I'll actually be playing keyboard. I'll have the bass on my left hand and the guitar parts on my right hand.
How long has music been part of your life, I guess, is my question.
I grew up in a very musical household. My dad and my uncles all played, and I really didn't have a choice to be involved. I started taking piano lessons when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And then I continued into the school programs and playing in the ensembles in school. So
It's
been a lifelong journey.
What is Orchestar Pobeda for people who don't know? To describe the group.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pobeda actually translates to victory,
mm-hmm,
and that's our band. So basically, victory band.
Victory Orchestra, yeah.
And we're primarily a Serbian-based band, but we do play music from all of Eastern Europe: Serbia, Croatia, Macedonia, Bulgaria, Greece. And we play for ethnic social events. We play all over the country, and we'll play, traditional songs, traditional dances. We've composed some of our own music. So, our goal is just to keep the dance floor moving and keep people having a good time.
How many members in the band?
Five.
Nick Vrnesevich is with Orchestra Pobeda. You can find them on Facebook, which was how I got in touch with Nick. What are the other instruments that people will see in the band?
So we have an accordion, which is very traditional of Serbian music. We have a violin, electric guitar, and a drum set.
Wait, what speaks to you about this the traditional Eastern European music? What connects with you?
So like I said, I grew up in a very musical household, and a lot of the music that was being played was the Eastern European folk music. My dad plays in a tambourism band as well. My uncle, him and my uncle play together. My mom taught the folklore music. And in the past 10 years or so, we reconnected with some family in Serbia. So certain songs with meaning, same about places that I've been or, people that I've met. So for us, playing the song is reconnecting with my family, my ancestors, and just being with my friends more. Like in the band, we're friends first,
yeah,
and then we were a band second. So we just, it's being all together and everything that the music really stands for.
You mentioned growing up in West Mifflin and having family in the McKeesport area. Were all the members of the band friends growing up, or did you meet later on in life?
Pretty much. We were all friends growing up. The accordion player, Dusan, his dad is actually the priest at St. Sava's on Hartman Street.
Okay.
And that's the church I grew up going to, so we were friends. JT, our drummer, he went to the Serbian church in Baldwin. We were friends with him through our junior temperance groups and going to Serbian church camp. And Ben, our guitar player, we were friends with him through our junior temperance groups. And Andy, our violin player, he's a little bit older than us. Actually, his mom and my grandmother were really good friends growing up. So, and we watched him, as we were growing up, seeing him play with bands at the time. So we've known each other for a very long time.
Nick Vernesevich is with Orchestra Pobeda. They will be at International Village playing in the Jacomas Blue Top Pavilion on Tuesday, starting at 5 o'clock. For your dancing pleasure, you can go to internationalvillage.info and get all of the information there. International Village, of course, 3-day folk music and food festival held in McKeesport for 65 years now. Nick, did you grow up going to International Village, either attending or performing or both?
Yes, both. Like I said, I grew up through St. Sava's mm-hmm. Church, and at the time they had the Serbian booth. Mm-hmm. So I would volunteer down at the church and up at the booth, and also I performed with Ensemble Serbadia. I performed with Duquesne Junior Tabritzins, various other groups I would perform with. Actually, Ben, the guitar player, him and I, he would work at Slovak booth, which was next to the Serbian booth, and him and his cousins, we would all bring our instruments and play behind the booth. So we always look forward to going to International Village because we would see each other for 3 days on end. The village has always been very special to me.
They have you listed on the program as Kolo Night with Orchestra Pobeda. What is a Kolo or what is a Kolo Night?
Absolutely. So a Kolo is a traditional circle dance. Okay. For dances in Serbia or Croatia. So Kolo Night is just like a dance party. So we'll be playing traditional dances from Serbia, Croatia, Macedonia, Bulgaria, and anywhere else that if people would ask, we should be able to pull that out.
Before the internet, where did you guys get the music from? Where did you guys get the inspiration from for the traditional music that you play?
We would just get it from our from records, yeah. Tapes, and CDs, and then eventually downloading from LimeWire. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it, you know, we learned in our junior championship group that was passed down from generation to generation. And you know, a lot of uh-huh. Serbian music wasn't very popular, and there weren't a lot of people selling their music in Pittsburgh. So a lot of times, like, my parents would drive to Cleveland or drive to Chicago, yeah. Detroit, Canada, and they would go to these Serbian stores and load up on CDs and tapes, and they would ask who the newest and hottest artists were,
yeah.
And they would bring everything back. Yeah, and then we also depended on, there was a few people in the Pittsburgh area that had Serbian radio programs and
yep.
Croatian radio programs
yep.
also that they were playing the music, so we would listen to it, and sometimes we would record their hour-long program just to see if there was anything good they were playing that
yeah.
we wanted to use. And you know, it would be 53 minutes of not stuff we didn't need, but that 7 minutes was golden.
Nick Vernesevich is our guest for just a couple more minutes, and then we're going to let him go. You can see Orchestra Pobeda. We may think of traditional Serbian or Croatian music, but there are musicians and songwriters right now in Serbia and Croatia and all over the world who are writing new songs and are writing new music. Do you add new music to your repertoire from time to time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's we'll learn newer compositions, but also it's crazy. We'll hear a song that we really liked that was composed, you know, 25 or 30 years ago that just never reached the surface for us.
Uh-huh.
And it makes a comeback, and it's really cool. Or we'll hear a band over there, like you said, you can watch things on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see a band play an older song, but with a new twist on it. And then we'll try to, you know, imitate that as well. So yeah, we're always adding new music.
You can follow Orchestra Pobeda on Instagram and Facebook. So they can go to Orchestra Pobeda on Facebook or Instagram, and they can get more information there. And they can watch some videos.
Absolutely.
of your music there as well. And what are you looking forward to Tuesday at International Village?
Getting some good food, some of the food that I haven't had in, you know, in a full year. And I haven't played in the Blue Top in a few years. It's been 4 or 5 years, so I'm excited to get back onto the Blue Top again.
Orchestra Pobeda will be at International Village on Tuesday, August 12th, starting at 5 o'clock. If people can't get out there next week, what are some other upcoming gigs for the band?
We're playing the Serbian Fest in Johnstown. And then actually, Saturday, October 4th, we are playing at St. Sava's in McKeesport for their Serbian Food Festival. We played that a few years ago. It was a really good time.
They call it the Taste of Serbia Festival,
Yes, Taste of Serbia, yeah. We were playing in Indianapolis in September. I know that's kind of far from Keysport, but those are the upcoming gigs that we have.
Nick Vernesevich plays keyboards, and I believe you said bass guitar as well, Nick?
Correct.
In Orchestra Pobeda, they will be at International Village on Tuesday. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Nick, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families at White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striflers also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at Striflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
International Village is this upcoming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Renzihausen Park in McKeesport. Internationalvillage.info is the website. And it is a three-day festival. The gates open every day at 3 o'clock. It's a festival of food, of crafts, of dancing, of music from around the world. The entertainment on the main stage every night begins at 6 o'clock. Of course, there'll be fireworks on Tuesday. And a lot of people talk about the food there, that's what they want to go there and get the food. I personally, for me, International Village means music and dancing, and especially seeing young people in a lot of the traditional costumes of other countries. The Tamboritsans, almost synonymous with McKeesport International Village, the Junior Tammies around the Pittsburgh area. Brock Belich is president of the Junior Tammies of Duquesne. Good morning, Brock.
Good morning, Jason.
The Junior Tammies of Duquesne, along with the Rankin Junior Tamboritsans, will be two of the groups performing on the main stage at International Village this week. How long have you been involved with the Junior Tammies?
Oh, I've been along since I've been involved since I was 8 years old, roughly since 1986.
Okay. That goes back a couple of years. And how did you come to get involved?
My parents, mainly. We grew up in the culture. And from a young age, they took us to various events and concerts and performances. And when we were of the right age, Duquesne Junior Tamboritsans was our local group geographically. So it just made sense to join. Members of our church were directors at the group at the time. And I spent my entire high school and youth career as a Junior Tammy before I went on to the Duquesne University Tamboritsans. Uh-huh. And shortly after graduating from there, I came back as an instructor for about 14 or 15 years. And then shortly after that, I was a parent of new Junior Tammies. And now I'm a board member.
Brock Belich is president of the Junior Tamboritsans of Duquesne. What is a Tamboritsan? What's a tambura, first of all? Like, maybe we should explain for folks.
Yeah, it's all kind of connected. Well, a tambura is an ancestral instrument that essentially has its earliest origination probably in Mesopotamia and Asia. And it's slowly become the ancestral instrument of long-necked lute instruments found in regions including the Balkans and throughout parts of India. As it's moved to the Balkans, it was developed into what we know today as the tambura family of instruments, which have various sizes and uses to form a tambura ensemble. The name Tamboritsan comes from the word tamburica, which in Croatian, a tamburica is the smallest diminutive form of the tambura. It essentially just means the smallest tambura.
Okay.
And tamburica with a Z is sort of the English version of that word. And here, we there's where we get tamburitsin, one who plays the tamburica.
It's got a very distinctive sound. It kind of sounds like a very very loud, open-tuned guitar, and it's in that same family of stringed instruments with the banjo, with the guitar, with the fiddle, all of those.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of like a cross between a mandolin and a lute. There's various sizes, smaller ones, of course, that are high-pitched. Larger ones, like the brach or the basprim, are, more middle-ranged. But just like a symphony orchestra, there's also a cello and a bass tambura that are used for the same musical reasons. We also have a corded instrument called a contra or a bugaria that is tuned to an open chord, kind of like a tenor guitar.
Brock Belich is president of the Junior Tamboritsans of Duquesne. You're the Junior Tamboritsans of Duquesne, but where do the young people that are involved, where all do they come from to your group?
All over, truly all over Pittsburgh. As far out as Cannonsburg, to the east, to the North Hills, we really draw from all over.
And how many times a year do they get a chance to perform for an audience?
Oh, that varies. A couple times a year for sure. We're pretty active in You know, in the ethnic community, we perform at festivals and events. We do an annual concert in the spring every year. And we perform at picnics and other cultural events. Every year, the Croatian Fraternal Union hosts a Junior Tambourism Festival in some new location in the country we always travel to. Last summer, we traveled to Croatia for that festival and performed there at their Lisinski Hall.
Where does the music come from? Is it passed down from generation to generation? Do people research? Is new music being written? Where do the songs come from?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Much of it is just traditional folk music that's been passed down generation to generation. Some of it has been researched by ethnomusicologists and documented. A lot of it has a deep cultural and historical context to it. But many of it has been written within the last 100 years, and some is still being written today. It's a very vibrant music that's still evolving and with other genres, even as we speak.
Brock Belic is president of the Junior Tammies of Duquesne. They will be at McKee Sports International Village next week. What night will you be there, Brock?
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on the main stage, I believe.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on the main stage at International Village. Gates open there at 3 o'clock, internationalvillage.info. What ages are your kids that are participating in the Junior Tammies?
Oh, well, we take them as young as 5, all the way through seniors in high school. So they begin as early as 5 years old or so, kindergarten age.
Yeah.
It's never too late for older students to join too. Many of the students who that have been my lifelong friends, I haven't met until they were joined the group later in the high school years. But many of our students stay with us throughout their entire academic career, building lifelong friendships and strong connections with their heritage and learning about other cultures. But that said, if anyone is interested in joining or has a child, grandchild, niece, nephew, or even a ethnically inspired neighbor, we are having an open house Wednesday, August 27th at 7 p.m. at our rehearsal location, which is actually on the north side, 1430 Superior Avenue.
And do you have to be Croatian to be a Junior Tammy?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, just an interest in the music, the folk music of Eastern Europe.
Yes, yeah, pretty much. We try to cover a wide variety of cultures, but primarily we do center on Eastern Europe.
Brock, before I let you go, what do you like about McKee Sport International Village, and how many years have you been going there?
Oh, that's a longer story. I've been coming there since I was a young boy with my father. Our church used to run the Serbian booth there, and I would come with him in the days prior to help the men of our parish build the booth and then cut the grass of our around our booth.
Sure.
And then the booths next to us. I remember the ladies from the Ukrainian booth giving me pierogies when I cut their lawn, and then the Polish booth would they'd bribe me with food to just keep mowing. So really from a very young age, I remember spending all those 3 summer nights every year running around International Village, for sure.
You can learn more about the Junior Tambourizans of Duquesne by going to juniortammies.org. You can see them Wednesday night at McKee Sports International Village. Brock Belic is president of the Junior Tammies of Duquesne. Brock, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you to Brock. Also, thank you to Nick Vrnesevich and Allison Piccolino. Don't forget, International Village in McKee Sport is August 12th, 13th, and 14th. And Tube City Online will have live coverage on our website from 5 until 9 p.m. each night. You can also find it on YouTube. And if you need more information, just check out the website at internationalvillage.info. Thank you so much for listening this week. We'll see you at the Village. So long for now.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKee Sport, PA, 15134. You can email us at tubecitytiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.